He's gonna take it himself for a championship!
A double play, Winston for three!
Turn it to the end zone, what a catch!
This broadcast is a production of Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Giants Center in Hershey. One of the best rounds of the tournament. The semifinals for AAA, AA, and the girls all taking place all at the same time. I'm Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith, ready for an exciting round of wrestling action. As far as Washington Greene County wrestlers are concerned, three wrestlers will be coming to the mats, and we'll see one right at the top in AAA from Cannon McMillan. Lee Dreschman at 107 pounds will be wrestling in the semifinals. Couple of weights after that, we will see Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan taking the mats. And to close things out in AA at 285 pounds, Colin White of West Greene. So three total semifinalists between Washington and Greene County. We also will have the semifinalists for the WPIL wrestlers as well, to make sure you know what's happening from their side of things as well. So we will have all of that for you here in this round. We want to also thank all of our sponsors for making it happen for us to be here tonight. First Federal Greene County, Attorney John Patricic, Advanced Ortho Rehabilitation, Day Insurance, Angelo's Restaurant, Camera for Senate, Slovenian Savings and Loan, Saris Candies, Washington County Real Estate Expo, Hernberger Insurance, Quality Quick, Washington Financial Bank, CCBC, Observer Reporter, CNX Dreamfields, Chambers Insurance, Visit Greene, Washington Greene County Hall of Fame, Shaft Drillers International, Waynesburg University, McCracken Pharmacy, Cornerstone Care, Royal Ivy Rentals, Iron Synergy, and Kinetic. I want to thank all of them for being here today, or this entire weekend, I should say, but being able to help us here throughout being here today. Should be some fun wrestling coming up here, Greg.
You talk about the three Washington Greene County wrestlers who will be hitting the mat here over the next about 90 minutes to an hour or 2 hours. They've all got a real chance, too, to advance. That's what's exciting. And look, you get to the semifinal of the PIAA State Championship, of course you have a chance. But I truly believe that all three of these wrestlers, with Dreschman, Solomon, and White, these are three wrestlers. You mentioned Solomon, a defending state champ. Colin White's been here before. So certainly I think this is a great opportunity for the three of them. And then, you know, as we play into tomorrow, and we'll get to that, still tons of opportunity for our local wrestlers to not just get on the medal stand, but improve their positioning on the medal stand.
14 total wrestlers will be coming home with medals from Washington Greene County. Mentioned those three, regardless of win or loss, their night will be done.
Yep.
Because if they do end up losing, they would wrestle in the consolations tomorrow morning at 9:30. There is a consolation round to follow at 9 p.m. Here's all the wrestlers that will be wrestling in AA. It'll be Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Drake McClure of Bentworth, and Owen Isick of Bentworth. For the girls, Malia Ramos of Cannon McMillan, Raya Senepal of Burgesstown, Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan, Abigail Dolange of Avella, Audrey Calguero of Cannon McMillan, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. And then Collier Hartman for Cannon McMillan and Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. All of those wrestlers will wrestle at 9 p.m., and that will help determine where they are. So if they end up winning, they'll wrestle at 9:30 tomorrow to see if they'll wrestle for third or fifth. If they lose in this 9 p.m. round, they will fall to the seventh and eighth place match for the medals. And so tomorrow, mentioned that 9:30 time for that last round of consolations. And then it will be the 11:30 time will be 3rd, 5th, and 7th place matches. And then the finals are set for 4 p.m. for all three classifications. So that's what's going to be happening here. Every round from here on out is going to be wrestled together. So semis, the next round of consolations here tonight, then the last round of consolations, followed by 3rd, 5th, 7th, and finals, all wrestled here together. No additional separate
sessions.
Yep. Yes, thank you. So that's what's here on the docket. We're going to be getting underway here in just a couple of minutes. And again, it will be Lee Dreschman coming right out of the gates here for Cannon McMillan. And he will be in his semifinal matchup here coming up at 107 pounds. And he will be wrestling Quinn Bagnell from Council Rock South. So that's the matchup. Bagnell, a freshman as well. So we will see those two take the mats here in just a moment. So not sure if they're going to have a anthem beforehand since you usually start the day with it. Waiting to see if that will take place. Usually they try to get that started so that way then they can get underway right at 7 o'clock.
Yep. Yep, and to this date, neither wrestler have faced each other, not surprisingly. They do have a few common opponents, and quite frankly, it is both Dreschman and Bagnell have been winners in that.
Bagnell is the third-place finisher out of the Southeast, and he's 42-5. Dreschman, the champ out of the West, he's 50-4. Jacob Carr is the number one seed, so to speak. You seed the region champions. But he came in as the favorite, and he was the Southeast champion. Dreschman did beat the second-place finisher in the Southeast, Schaefer Hoffman of Downingtown West, in the quarters. So not to say that just because Bagnell finished behind Hoffman that Dreschman should win, but just know that because of that win, you got to feel confident that Dreschman has, to your point, the ability to get to the finals.
Yeah, no doubt.
Based on that previous win in the quarters.
Yep.
So we will be setting up for the matchup. Dreschman is ready to rock and roll. Just waiting to clear the mats and get underway here from the Giants Center in Hershey. So looks like they will not have an anthem, so we will step aside and they should be clearing the mats any moment to get things underway here from the Giants Center for the semifinals in AA, AAA, and the girls all coming up. So we will have that for you. Let's go ahead and step aside. We'll be back in a moment with those semifinal matchups here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Waiting to get underway are the semifinals. They've yet to officially clear the mats. Most of the wrestlers are off the mats at this point. I think just waiting to get underway. And Greg, these are some of the best matchups because a lot of times the finals, guys tighten up, don't want to try to take any chances, lose their chance at a state title. So, you know, these semifinals is where you see some guys open up a bit and, you know, say, hey, I want to give it my all to make it to the final.
Well, not only that, it's sometimes you find the best matchups end up here, right? Whether it's and look, they do a great job seeding most of the time, and but upsets happen. So every once in a while, you're going to see a match that, hey, maybe these two wrestlers were good enough to wrestle in a state championship, and they just, or a weight class might be loaded, right? And there might be three or four deserving champions in a bracket. So I couldn't agree more, Greg. And I think your point is valid, even more valid of you're right. This is where you kind of leave it all on the line, right? And there's probably some overlap here. Look, a lot of these wrestlers who reach this point have probably wrestled in clubs and perhaps are familiar with their opponent, but maybe they're not, right? So maybe there is a little bit of, you know, shot taking or you know, risking a few things to go for it, right? That you've essentially found you were on the podium for sure, and I know you could still end up in a fifth place match, but for all intents and purposes, you're probably not finishing worse than third or fourth. So why not leave it out there if you're not going to win at all? So I couldn't agree more. This is going to be fun. And there's just a ton of great matchups here in this semifinal match that I'm really looking forward to seeing.
So in addition to Lee Dreschman at 107 pounds in AAA, the WPIL also has Michael Johnson of West Allegheny in the other semifinal. He'll be taking on Jacob Carr of Sun Valley. So we'll keep you up to date on that one. In AA, there is not a WPIL wrestler. Wrestling and girls 100 pounds is where the other one is. And again, no. WPIAL wrestlers will be wrestling in that one as well. So the main focus that we will have is Dreschman. We'll also focus as well on Johnson and provide some updates there here in the 107-pound weight class for AAA.
Yeah, not sure what the holdup is here. There was an announcement before we came back on air that semifinal wrestling was to begin at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
So and I mean, to be honest with you, Dreschman is out on the mat. He is in his singlet. He has been pacing back and forth now for what has to be a good 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Not that I think nerves by any stretch play into this, but at some point, look, if you know you could add 10 extra minutes rolling around with your teammates, something like that. I mean, this is a hockey arena first and foremost. It's a little chilly in here. You know, not to make excuses for anybody, but yeah, I mean, this kind of thing as a wrestler would have frustrated me tremendously. Of just be ready. The mats seem to be getting near clear. There's still a few folks lingering on, specifically on mats 5 and 6. 1 and 2 look ready to go. Mat 4 looks ready to go. But yeah, still a number of people.
There's a bunch of PIAA officials huddled together in the middle where they usually sit. I don't know if there's some discussion around any concerns. My only thought could be they do want to do a national anthem and they're waiting for the person who's supposed to sing the national anthem. So they are doing a special presentation right now. And again, that may have been the holdup, waiting for the individual who is receiving the award.
It's a Distinguished Service Award. So, certainly, probably a very well-deserved award, Greg. But
yes, that may have been the reason why, right? Waiting for that individual to come get their award.
Yeah, probably some frustration, some loose applause of just, you know, couldn't have done this 10 minutes ago type of thing. Again, not here to critique the award winner or anything of that sort, but trying to keep things on schedule.
Well, we'll mention this right now. This event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. So now they are clearing the mats. And we will get underway here in just a moment with Rex wrestling action for Lee Dreschman. We'll have it for you in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
So they did come back with a national anthem, so wrestling will be getting underway here in just a moment. So about a 10-minute late start here, Greg, to the wrestling action.
Hey, but we're getting going now, Greg. That's all that matters. That's the important part.
I guess when everybody's already here, they don't have to shift people in and out. So if the last round starts late, affects us, but maybe they don't.
I guess we're already going to be here late, so...
What's it matter? Dreschman is underway here at 107 pounds. Taking on Bagnell from Council Rock South. Johnson of West Allegheny also underway against Carr of Sun Valley. A couple of head taps right now for Dreschman.
Shot in by Carr. Carr's going to get a quick, doesn't have the takedown yet on Johnson, but he's close. So they continue to scramble. We'll get a potentially dangerous, and that'll stop.
45 seconds in, Dreschman takes a shot. Bagnell just gets his legs back. So both guys just, again, continuing to feel each other out, doing a little bit of hand fighting right now. They'll break free of that. Minute to go in the opening period. In on a shot is Dreschman, trying to come out through the back door. Hanging on around the waist, now trying to roll in his bag. Now Dreschman just trying to sit there on that. He had a fall in double A for Cooper Deputy of Chestnut Ridge in 52 seconds over Blake Clip of Bishop McDevitt. Dreschman trying to turn in. 25 seconds to go, opening period. Turns in, he's very close to the takedown, he'll get it. Takes a 3-0 lead on Bagnell.
Carr of Sun Valley, a 3-point takedown as well. He leads Mike Johnson of West Allegheny 3-0.
Up to his feet is Bagnell. Dreschman spins him out of bounds with 2 seconds left.
Yeah, Dreschman has to be careful there. Kind of slipped off the body and slung down to the ankles, and Bagnell was almost able to clear himself with a late escape, but out of bounds they'll go, and Dreschman will hang on, take that 3-0 lead into the second period. Or excuse me, still, no, the points should be awarded. It should be 3-0. There it is.
So Dreschman with that 3-0 lead. Bagnell with choice. He deferred. Dreschman will go on the bottom for the second. Dreschman up to his feet. Trying to peel the hands. Does a good job of stopping Bagnell from bringing him down to the mat. Now he's going to roll through, and he's going to turn in. Almost went for a cradle. Does get a reversal. So Dreschman up 5-0, 20 seconds into the second.
Yeah, really nice job there. And I think Bagnell felt that cradle might be closer than he wanted to, so he bails out and gives up the reversal.
Escape for Bagnell.
Similar there. I think Dreschman maybe a little too high with that leg and just decided it was better to cut free and give the escape. So 5-1. First period over between Johnson of West Allegheny and Carr of Sun Valley. Johnson trails 3-0.
1:09 to go in the second period for Dreschman.
Yeah, got to feel good. You're halfway through the match now, and you have the takedown and the reverse. So,
I think the biggest thing for Dreschman is to, and there he takes a shot there, is not to stop your offense, right? Continuing to, yep, to look as if it's, you know, because you could give the escape in the third and a takedown, and now it's a tied match. So
yep,
just continuing to stay on your offense here. And if you're under a minute with a big lead, then you could start to go,
yeah,
defense and back up, right?
Yeah, and Dreschman not stalling necessarily, but he's kept.
And there he is.
Yep, there it is. I was afraid of that. Bagnell was pushing the envelope a little bit, and Dreschman was kind of using that extended arm to kind of just hold him back, and he was pushing towards the boundary, so that got to be careful there. That's an early stalling warning to get pickup.
I think the biggest thing is where this is something Dreschman does do is keep a distance from his opponents, because he has a nice shot where he can get pretty deep.
Yep.
Now continuing to circle here. Final seconds of the second period coming off. He'll be up 5-1 at the end of two. Did have a reversal for Carr of Sun Valley.
Yep.
He leads 5-0 over Johnson. 1:10 to go in the second.
Yeah, and Carr kind of flexes his muscle a little bit as the one seed here. Johnson, a tremendous wrestler, and still only down 5-0, not calling this one over, but Carr certainly asserting himself here.
Johnson got a second stall call, so Carr's now up 6-0. Bagnell begins the third period on the bottom. Dreschman will flatten him out. Dreschman trying to get out to the side to prevent any kind of stalling call. Went for a wing and a half. Now wants to try to get a leg in. Bagnell up to his feet. And instead of getting hit for another stall call, Dreschman just lets him go. So a minute and a half to go in the third. A 5-2 lead for Dreschman.
And you're right. Got to be careful. There's a shot attempt by Dreschman. That's what you need to see more of. You're right. With the stalling warning and that takedown could tie it, a stalling call could alter this match.
Dreschman trying a couple of head taps. Bagnell trying to take a couple of steps in. Dreschman trying to circle back, and that's what he's trying to stay near the out-of-bounds line, though, so that way then if a shot does come, he can take him out of bounds. Dreschman does take a shot in.
But you're right, he's got to be the aggressor there. That's why that shot there is important. He has to push here.
And now he's good right here in this spot, right?
Yep.
Burn some of that time off. 40 seconds left, third period.
Maybe push into him. Push in.
I mean, you could stay right here at this point.
Yeah,
now Bagnell tries to come after him a little bit. And now they'll break free.
You got to be careful. That circling is becoming more of a backpedal.
Well, now it is right there as they go out of bounds. Stalling call. So that'll make it 5-3, 21 seconds left. He has one more to give as long as he doesn't give up the takedown with it.
Yeah, Dreschman has to be careful here. He's got to get a shot here. Shot attempt there.
Bagnell comes in after him. Dreschman trying to tie him up. Just got to try to stay in bounds, really. Final seconds coming off. And Lee Dreschman of Cannon McMillan will win 5-3 and advance to the finals at 107 pounds.
Oof, close one there, but excellent work. Does just enough in those waning moments to stave off that next stalling call. And I don't think Bagnell, I think, needed to push maybe a little bit more, a few more shot attempts, and really push Dreschman. Wasn't able to do it. Congratulations to that young man.
Lee Dreschman, the freshman out of Kanemak, will be in the finals tomorrow.
Michael Johnson of West Allegheny, he trails Jacob Carr of Sun Valley 6-0. About a minute 30 to go in that third period. Again, as Greg mentioned, a stalling call. A stalling point was given to Carr as well. So Carr has really controlled pace here in this one so far.
Rob Pandy of District 3 Trinity will advance to the finals over Nathan Schumann of Honesdale. So it'll be Pandy and Cooper Deputy of Chestnut Ridge in the AA 107 final.
Coming up on mat 5, Patrick Bulger of Derry area. He'll hit the mat.
On the other side, Chase Karenbauer of Grove City, an 8-2 winner over Shickley of Halifax. So Karenbauer into the finals at 114 in AA. Patrick Bulger underway, to your point. Taking on Braden Lotier. Bishop McDevitt, and Lotier quickly in on a shot. He's going to get the takedown. Just 15 seconds in, lead Bulger 3-0.
Do I have that right that over on mat one is one, or mat one as well? Blythe Letters, is that of Shaler?
Yes.
That of our,
that is correct,
local Shaler area?
Yep.
So Letters of Shaler, she trails 6-2 now to Horger of Conwell Egan. That's at girls 106 pounds, so keep an eye on Letters as well. Johnson of West Allegheny, he trails 10-0 to Carr of Sun Valley, so Carr looks to be Dreschman's opponent, and Carr will slip down to the slip down into consolations.
Still a 3-0 lead for Lotier of Bishop McDevitt on Bulger of Derry. Keegan Bassett of Bishop McDevitt, Brock Rothermel of Line Mountain, the other AA matchup right now. And there is the final, 10-0 for Jacob Carr over Michael Johnson. So it'll be Carr and Dreschman in the finals at 107 in AAA.
Letters of Shaler, she still trails 9-3. That match still 30 seconds to go in the first period. Horger, now Horger going to has Letters stuck there. Takedown, near fall, points are coming. So Letters of Shaler looks like she is into the consolation. She is with a fall. Horger of Conwell Egan, a winner. Fall at 148.
Three-one at the end of one for Lotier Bishop McDevitt on Bulger of Derry.
Now coming up at 112 pounds over on mat one, we have a WPIL wrestler. Silva of Mount Lebanon. Isla Silva of Mount Lebanon. So she is there. That's a semifinal match at 112. Following Silva's match will be Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan. So hang tight here. Silva with a nice takedown. So she leads 3-0 over Morgan Highland of Easton area. So right now, two WPIL wrestlers on the mat. Bulger of Derry, Silva of Mount Lebo.
Bulger right now trailing 3-1. He's on the bottom in the second period. Trying to sit in to Lotier. About 1 minute to go in the second period for Bulger.
Injury time for Highland of Easton area against Silva of Mount Lebanon. So looks like Highland is well, but Silva's going to, after her takedown, going to give a optional start or an escape. So 3-1, and they'll be on neutral.
Down to 36 seconds remaining. Bulger is going to get a fresh start. On the bottom, trails 3-1. Switch attempt. Lotier continuing to ride as that ankle right now.
Silva in on a low single. She's up and in, and now trying to cradle the head of Highland. Going to lose the head idea. Now Highland looking to try to get behind, has the ankle of Silva. No points yet there. Silva or Highland trying to lace the ankle. She does. So Morgan Highland of Easton now leads Isla Silva of Mount Lebanon 4-3.
3-1 after two for Lotier. He'll be on the bottom in the third period.
Again, make sure you keep it here. Marley Solomon on deck on mat one is 118 pounds.
She will be following Silva. Bulger continuing to ride, but trails 3-1. Surprised he hasn't lit up, given the escape point. To try to go after a takedown, but he'll continue to try to ride here. Wants to throw a leg in.
Silva will start on top of Highland to begin the second period. Silva of Mount Lebanon trailing 4-3. Yeah, Baldur's got to figure out what his plan is here.
He's down to 50 seconds left. I think his plan was obviously try to turn him and get a tilt of some kind, but at what point do you try to go ahead and get after a takedown? Stalling call is going to come to Baldger hanging on the leg. And now he decides to let him up with 30 seconds left.
Keep it here for you.
Down to 20 seconds left. Trying to drive in, takes a shot in. Lotier sprawls back. Down to 10 seconds remaining. And it will be Braden Lotier of Bishop McDevitt. He's going to win 4-1 over Patrick Baldger of Derry.
And Isla Silva, near fall points coming for her. She has turned Morgan Highland of Easton area, Silva of Mount Lebanon. Near fall points coming. Can she find the fall? She's got her turned. Looks close from up here. Still 30 seconds to go for Silva. Was able to turn that arm bar. Hard to tell from this vantage point what's left as Silva completely now underneath of Highland's body. Just 13 seconds to go. Isla Silva of Mount Lebanon looking for a fall to get herself to a state championship.
Landon Sidden of Norway will be underway against Dom Morrison of Horsham. And all the noise you're hearing is for Keegan Bassett and
yep.
Brock Rothermel. Bassett got the escape in the second. He's been riding here in the third. 20 seconds left in the third. A 1-0 lead for Keegan Bassett.
Yeah, between the... yeah, a lot of intrigue in that one. Not to mention a close match.
And a nationally ranked matchup between Sidden and Morrison. Both guys ranked high in the nation. And scoreless still 40 seconds in. They go out of bounds.
Quickly, Isla Silva of Mount Lebanon gets four near fall points to end the second period. She now leads Morgan Highland of Easton 7-4. Highland, again, more injury time. She is... Highland is limping, and she's putting it together. A really, really great effort from Highland as she appears to be injured maybe in multiple places, but putting together a great effort against Silva. Silva, though, leading 7-4.
Bassett trying to get, you got a couple of back swipes, and then you got a reversal for Brock Rothermel with 7 seconds left. But he had two back points for Keegan Bassett, I believe. And Keegan Bassett is going to win. They didn't put him on the
wow.
board yet. And I don't think the fans realize that everybody's cheering for Brock Rothermel. In the Giant Center.
I'm interested to see. You're going to get a pop from the crowd here one way or the other. Whether they, in fact, do give Bassett the two-near fall or if Rothermel's the winner, you're gonna hear it.
I don't know if he had two separate one counts or a two count.
We're going to find out here shortly. This is...
I think it's... We'll see.
And Bo Bassett just hopped over the boards. I think he sees it.
They do give him the two near fall points.
Yep.
Keegan Bassett is going to win 3-2 over Brock Rothermel.
Security actually went over and tried to keep Bo Bassett. He hopped over the hockey boards. And they said, no, it's okay. He can be here. And Keegan Bassett now hyping up the crowd against him. certainly making no friends here today, but Keegan Bassett finds a way to win that one 3-2.
And into the finals over a tough Brock Rothermel. Landon Sitton is on the bottom to begin the second period in a scoreless match with Dom Morrison. Sitton trying to get to his feet. Now hits a switch, and he's out for one.
And here, quickly, congratulations. Isla Silva of Mount Lebanon, a 7-4 victory at 112 pounds. Another WPIL wrestler into a state championship. Isla Silva of Mount Lebanon, 7-4 over Morgan Highland of Easton into the PIAA 112 girls final.
Tommy Gretz of Connellsville had a takedown on Mateo Gallegos of Dubois. Escape for Gallegos. Gretz leading there 3-1. Sitting in on a shot. He's going to get the takedown on Morrison and go up 4-0.
Coming to the mat now at 118 pounds on the girls' side, Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan. Sorry, just want to make sure she is coming up.
Yeah, Marley Solomon underway against
Samaya Rahming. Rahming of Northeast. And very quickly, a three-point takedown from Marley Solomon, picking up right where she left off. A technical fall in her quarterfinal match. And Solomon, a quick takedown of Rahming. Got a little overzealous there on the arm bar, and Rahming able to clear herself free, and now is turned back into Solomon. No points awarded yet. Marley Solomon still winning 3-0, but Rahming in on a shot. Pretty deep in on that left leg of Solomon. Solomon, though, great job, able to clear herself, get back around, and regain possession. So no points awarded to Rahming. Solomon still leads 3-0, just under a minute to go first period.
Escape for Morrison. Sittin's lead now 4-1. 50 seconds to go in the second. Had an escape for Gallegos of Dubois to begin the second. Gretz of Connellsville leads him 3-2.
Solomon with the bar. She has a half on one side. Turns with the bar, and she's got near fall point. She's got Rahming stuck. Still about 30 seconds to go. She's going to release it, let it go. That's four near fall points for Marley Solomon. We're going to get potentially dangerous. But Marley Solomon, again, off to a fast start. 7 points here early. 28 seconds to go. First period, she leads 7-0.
Another takedown for Tommy Gretz of Connellsville. He leads Gallegos 6-2.
Rahming up to her feet. Solomon picks her up and brings her back down. So Marley Solomon continuing to work hard. Here comes the bar again. She's got more near fall points. Rahming that time able to shuffle her feet out and get clear, but two more near fall points. 9 seconds to go in the first period. Marley Solomon's lead, 9-0.
Start of the third period, Morrison on the bottom. He's going to roll and get an escape. Landon Siddons lead now 4-2.
Marley Solomon's first period will come to a close. She leads 9-0. Looks ready to go, and whatever the she'll get the option for selection. She's going to pick neutral here. So again, leading 9-0, a takedown and a near fall point would get Solomon another tech victory in already on a low single. Picks it up, brings Rahming to the mat, another takedown. 12-0 Solomon leads. And we're going to get injury time, or potentially dangerous. She had that leg wrapped up and over Rahming's other leg, so potentially dangerous. Now we'll have injury time. Or at least the trainer's on the mat attending to her. She seems to be okay. But Marley Solomon just a few points away from wrapping this one up and finding her way into another state championship match.
Shot in from Morrison. Sitton trying to fight this one off. 50 seconds left, third period. Wrestling on their feet. Morrison again driving in for a knee pick. And over-under situation. Morrison drives Sitton out of bounds. 42 seconds left. Gretz of Connellsville up 6-3 on Gallegos of Dubois. Final seconds of the second period about to come off.
Roming stands up quickly back down. Solomon able to break her. Solomon just looking for more near fall points. Still a minute 35 to go in this second period. Has that right arm of Roming kind of winged up behind her back, not trying to wrench it over. Roming hanging on. Another potentially dangerous. And Solomon, quite frankly, just having her way. And again, just 3 points away from a technical fall.
Potentially dangerous for Sitton and Morrison with 12 seconds left. And we'll get a caution on Morrison, so that'll be a penalty point to Sitton, his third caution, not 5-2. Shot in for Morrison. Sitton will fight that off. Stalling call on Sitton, his first. And takedown for Morrison. Wraps around the body of Sitton just as time expires. And good thing he got that caution call, because now we're tied at 5.
Oh, I thought it was 5-3. Okay.
Kyle Martin of Norwin, the head coach, is questioning the call.
Well, congratulations to Marley Solomon of Canada. Well, maybe not yet. Nope, the match is not over. It is 15-1. So an escape. So it was 12-0. Roming able to get an escape, make it 12-1. Solomon with another takedown. 15-1. Marley Solomon leads. 50 seconds to go, second period. Solomon now with a tilt. She's got near fall points. She'll roll her over. Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan. A 19-1 technical fall at 3:18. And Solomon on to another state championship match.
Sitting in on a shot. Trying to roll him through is Morrison. Morrison trying to roll Sitting again. Sitting trying to fight the roll this time. I don't understand, Greg. A wrestler of the caliber of Sitting, with that few seconds left, you only got one stall call. You're up 3 points. Why are you even engaging?
Right.
Just run away.
Run away.
You know, get the win.
Yeah. See, I thought that match was 5-3. I thought that stall call made it a 2-point match. So I thought that takedown by Morrison at the end gave him the win. Now sudden victory is over.
Gallegos, meanwhile, who beat Sitting last week in a huge upset, is losing to Tommy Gretz of Connellsville 8-6 with 47 seconds to go in the third. They're wrestling neutral. But Sitting will be on the bottom for the first half of the 30 seconds. Sitting up to his feet. Rolls. They go out of bounds.
Quickly on mat one, another WPIL wrestler, Anna Duncan of South Park, taking on Neve O'Byrne of Garnet Valley. 3-0 O'Byrne leads.
Looked like a caution again on Morrison. Sitton's going to get behind Morrison, and he's going to pick up a reversal. And now he's going to try to work up the body before he gets hit for a stalling call. And he's going to get hit for the stalling call. So that'll give the point 7-6.
Basically wipes out the reversal.
Correct. Yeah, that was huge getting that reversal. So then he had a chance if he had gave the escape.
Right.
And now he's got to try to arrive for the final five. And how about Tommy Gretz of Connellsville? So focused on Sitting. He's going to have the huge upset on Gallegos. And Tommy Gretz of Connellsville into the finals. At 121, 8-6 of a Gallegos of Dubois. Again, Gallegos had beat sit in last week. Congratulations to Tommy Gretz.
O'Byrne of Garnet Valley. She now leads 5-0 over Duncan of South Park. That match first period nearing a close. Thanks for giving me a chance to call that one, Greg.
Absolutely.
Always good to see the blue and white SP flying here in Hershey.
Sitton riding in the second half of the 30 seconds. Up to his feet as Morrison tries to roll. Sitton just rolls right with him out of bounds. They have 20 seconds left.
Pine Richland wrestler coming up here on deck. We'll stay with Sitton.
Morrison rolling. Sitton stays with him. Now trying to chin him back. Not going to get back points, but Sitton continuing to ride. Had a one count after a roll. Now Sitton just trying to stay with him here. Final seconds. Morrison to his feet. Sitton around the back. And I thought they gave an escape. He still had control. And Landon Sitton will win 7-6 at 2 minutes of overtime.
Did they not give him an escape point? I thought they did.
Well, I think he's still wrapped around the waist, even though he turned to face him in that final second. My guess is since he didn't break free.
I don't disagree with you. I'm more of it. Honestly, I wasn't looking at the clock at the same time that occurred, so I'm not sure maybe what came first. Yeah, it looks like Sitton is your winner.
So he and Tommy Gretz will wrestle in the state finals. Tomorrow, here at the Giant Center.
Nevo Byrne of Garnet Valley has extended her lead to 8-0 over Anna Duncan of South Park. 40 seconds to go, second period there. And Ariana Strader of Pine Richland, she is onto the mat at 124 pounds. No score. She's wrestling Callie Hess of Benton.
So outside of that, no wrestlers for the...
Duncan of South Park. Will get pinned to fall at 3:48. So Nevo Byrne of Garnet Valley onto the state championship at 124 pounds. And Schrader of Pine Richland, no score against Hess of Benton. Only WPI, as Greg was mentioning, only WPIL wrestler on the board right now. Hannah Smarsh of Moon on deck. Looking at the board. Seems to be our only one.
Yeah, so I think it's time we'll take a quick timeout just to give our sponsors some time, and we'll come back, update the Stratter match, and get more WPIAO wrestling. So we'll be back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, while we were away, another state champion going down, this time Dom Deputy at Chestnut Ridge, losing to Carter Chunko 8-0. Gave up two turns, essentially, two back-to-back four-point near falls. But still only one WPL wrestler remains out on the mat right now, Greg.
Yeah, Ariana Strader of Pine Ridgeland. She is trailing Callie Hess of Benton 1-0, 25 seconds to go in that second period. They're wrestling on their feet right now, so just an escape so far awarded to Hess.
Haley Smarsh of Moon is on deck for the WPIAL. And looking at the rest of the board, that's the only one I think I see.
Yeah, we got some big-time matches coming up, though, and if you're a wrestling fan, you may want to make sure you tune in, but third period will start. Strader's going to start down, so a chance to perhaps tie it up with an escape or perhaps take a lead with a reversal. So far, Hess continues to ride on top. That's the left arm of Strader. I'm trying to work that hand wrist control on that right arm as well. About 30 seconds into the third period there. Hess now trying to couple it up. Strader able to get up to her knees. Now up to her feet, trying to cut away. Hess will bring her back down to the mat. Back up again. Strader this time able to turn back into her. Still no escape point, but she is out in front. Trying to come up off her knees and up to her feet, but Hess has her left leg wrapped up pretty tight. Hess now trying to get back around. Strader up to her feet, but now in a high single, Hess trying to trip. Tried the outside trip, unsuccessful. See if she kind of faces into her, still hopping on one leg. There's the back trip. Able to take her down for just a minute. Strader, though, back up to her feet. Now, again, turns into Hess, but Hess, a quick takedown back to the mat. Strader continuing to push. 38 seconds to go. She trails 1-0. Strader trying to find this escape point. Back up to her feet on all fours now. Near the boundary. Now back down on all fours, again, stands back up. Hess continue now with the high single again. Strader now just trying to run. Can't quite get away. Just 10 seconds to go. Callie Hess has ridden for the whole third period, trying to hang on. Ariana Strader trying to find a way to get that escape point. She will come. Oh, a stalling call hit, and Strader's going to get the stalling call as time expires. It will be tied at one. We will head to sudden victory. Give Ariana Strader a ton of credit. That's the sort of motor that you need in those situations, right? It is, I'm not getting free, but I'm going to make it abundantly clear to that official that all my opponent's doing is just hanging on for dear life.
Yeah,
make the official make that call.
Yeah, Hess did not make an attempt to try to climb up the body at all.
Yep.
She just hung on that ankle. And that drew the stall call, so now they're trying to get the board corrected because it went to triple zeros.
I was going to say, that was the third period, was it not?
It was. I think.
Okay, there we go. Sudden victory. We're good.
I think they were trying to put 1 second back on the clock.
Oh.
Because it was awarded with 1 second left.
I mean, I don't want to say that we've never seen it happen, but can we jump to sudden victory? They're going to put three.
Seconds.
Okay, all right. Wow. 3 seconds, I'll give you. 3 seconds, that's perhaps a little more time to get something done. So Stratter's going to have a chance. Up to her feet quickly. Turns, but cannot cut away. That's with a little late takedown after the whistle. Not intentional. No harm, no foul. And sudden victory, we will go. Callie Hess of Benton, Ariana Stratter of Pine Richland. This is a semifinal match at 124 pounds. And Hannah Smarsh of Moon will follow this one up. So we'll have another WPIL wrestler hitting the mat here before too long. 25 seconds gone in the sudden victory. Shot in by Hess, rolled away by Stratter. Stratter now tries to circle behind. It pushes into Hess. Now side by side, Stratter and Ariana Stratter of Pine Richland with the takedown. A late stall call followed up with a sudden victory takedown. And Ariana Stratter of Pine Richland into the state championship at 124 pounds. If I'm not mistaken, I think we now have a WPIL wrestler in every weight class of the girls so far up through 124.
I don't think we had one.
Maybe not at
pounds.
100. You're right. Yeah. Maybe not at 100. Well, another one in, though, and congratulations to Ariana Stratter for that outstanding effort to find her way into a state championship match.
So we will have Haley Smarsh of Moon coming up in just a moment. And outside of that, no other WPIAL wrestlers coming up here that are on deck. Anyway, we got a couple in the hole. Ava Golding of Kiski area, as well as Kai Vioma of Connellsville. So they're all to come, but Smarsh underway. She is wrestling Julie Ortiz from Mariana Bracetti. Kevin Millart of Cedar Cliff defeats Chase Williams, returning state champ 8-2, to advance into the finals.
We saw Millart in that quarterfinal match. He was really, really good.
Yeah, beating Canale.
There it was. Smarsh in on a single. Going to pick it back up and bring it in. Ooh, treetops there. And there's the three-point takedown. Nice job from Smarsh there. Had a low single, brought it up to her waist, and then, I don't know, we used to call that treetops, where you just push that ankle up above your head, and Smarsh has a three-point takedown of Ortiz. She leads 3-0. And now Haley Smarsh of Moon with a fall of Julie Ortiz. And Haley Smarsh with a quick fall at 1:14 of the first period. She, at 130 pounds, is into a state championship match.
Lamont Kai of Whitehall is going to get a fall on Braden Weaver of Altoona at 2 minutes and 36 seconds. He'll be back in the state finals. He's a lot of fun to watch.
Yep.
So we'll step aside for a timeout. We'll have some more semifinal wrestling action for you in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great Observer events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. The Summer Concert Series debuts in June, then Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're ready to celebrate with you at the next Observer Reporter event.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust. Just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
Back at the Giants Center in Hershey, Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith. Proud to be with you here on 1450 AM WJPA, the WJPA Sports Network, as well as greensports.net. Right now, semifinal action underway. We're at 139-145 for the boys' side, 136-142 on the girls' end. Ava Golding of Kiskiaria is on deck. Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon is on deck. Kai Vioma of Connellsville is on deck. So that's all to come here for the WPIL side.
Camilla Hathaway of Mount Lebanon in the hole, as well as
Mikey Ruan of Franklin Regional.
And Giada Campanella of Pine Richland also there. So
a lot of WPIL wrestlers coming
keep
up.
Keep it here if you'd like to stay put with Western PA support.
And still to come is Colin White of West Green at 285. Lee Dreschman of Cannon McMillan, Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan, both punched their ticket to the finals here just a short while ago.
Yeah, two for two in that regard. Colin White, you're going to have to stick around with us a little later for for him. We actually haven't even had a chance to see Colin White here today. Jason got to see his quarterfinal match earlier.
Brent Hare of Montgomery is up 6-0 at the end of one on Caden Judice of Bald Eagle area. I think the talk coming into this one is Brent Hare wins, Bo Bassett wins. I think they're number one and number four in the nation.
Yep.
Two guys who are both going for their third state title. Both seniors. Hare going to Rutgers. Bassett going to Virginia Tech.
I imagine they'll probably run into each other potentially.
No doubt about it.
Down the road. Hare doing his part to that. To the speculation or the perhaps even hope of some that they would see each other.
Also have on the mat right now Keanu Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic. He's going for his fourth state title here this weekend, and he's up 1-0 on Caleb Costco of Nazareth as they start the third period with Costco on the bottom. If he wins, he'll get Wilmont Kai of Whitehall, who just won his semifinal bout. He's a returning state champion. Yep. They wrestled last week where Dillard won 1-0. So that's another exciting matchup as well.
Yep.
Potentially, if Dillard can pull this out here in the third period.
Always fun to see, especially the opportunity to see a four-timer. Again, we've talked that that's such a rare feat.
And we have a potential to see, too, is Adam Waters of Faith Christian. Also,
yep.
going for a fourth. He's in the semifinals and coming up a little bit later here this evening. So a lot of intriguing storylines. Hare right now up 10-0 on Jude Ice and trying to get a tilt. Meanwhile, Dalton Wenner of Cranberry, he beat Collier Hartman in the West Regional last week, and Wenner beat Hartman, then Hartman beat Wenner, and then Wenner then wins the rubber match last week. He's up 6-2 on Reef Diller to Bethlehem Catholic in the third period, so Wenner has a chance to potentially make the state final.
And on a shot is Wenner. A lot of great wrestling going on right now. Again, we'll have several WPIL matches on deck and in the hole, so stay close to your dials with us. Keanu Dillard still hanging on to a 1-0 lead. He's under 20 seconds to go now. Caleb Costco trying to scooch himself out of bounds. 15 seconds to go there, so we'll keep an eye on that one, as Greg mentioned. Dillard going for four state championships.
Still have another round of consolations to happen after these semifinals as well. Washington Green County will have 11 wrestlers confirmed wrestling in that round. That's slated for 9 o'clock, but we did start 10 minutes late into these semifinals, so we'll see if that...
Yeah, already after 8, so yeah, it's...
We'll see if that 9 o'clock still happens. Keanu Dillard will win 1-0 over Costco of Nazareth, so he will advance to his fourth state championship. Kai Vioma of Connellsville about to get underway after Wenner won his match. Kai Vioma of Connellsville will be taking on Daniel Dennis of Central Bucks West.
We've got a little bit of a scuffle over here on mat 6.
Grant Hare was the winner, 16-0 at 4:59.
I'm not sure what the problem there was. Hare won technical fall 16-0, but...
Not quite sure.
I don't know. It was hard to tell from up here. Nevertheless, one half of the hope of many is in the books with Bo Bassett now coming up.
He's on deck right now. Vioma of Connellsville gets the opening takedown. 1:20 to go, and he's up 3-0.
Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon about to hit the mat. On mat 2, Ava Golding of Kiski area is underway a minute into her match. No score. Golding of Kiski wrestling Leia Cologne of Mannheim Township.
A minute to go in the first period for Vioma of Connellsville. He's up 3-0. Breaks Dennis down flat. Dennis trying to get back up to his base.
Golding No score again. Just about 25 seconds to go. Still pushing on Cologne of Mannheim. Again, Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon now underway. She's wrestling top seed Juliet Ault of Chestnut Ridge. Jocks at 148 pounds. Golding at 2 pounds. No score for Golding after one period against Cologne.
13 seconds left in the first. Bielma goes out of bounds with Dennis. Bielma still holding a 3-0 lead. Add a second back to the clock, make it 14 seconds.
Cologne against Golding, Golding started the period down, basically just turned her body back into Cologne, gets a two-point reversal, finds a near-side cradle, and now has four near fall points and has Cologne locked up in a cradle. Just 25 seconds into the second period, and Ava Golding of Kiski area is going to settle for four near fall points, maybe try to reload that cradle and bring it back over. She's got four near fall there. It's 6-0. Still no score, Jocks and Ault. Jocks of Mount Lebanon, no score against Juliet Ault of Chestnut Ridge. They're wrestling on their feet. 25 seconds to go, first period there.
Kai Vielma will begin the second period on the bottom, leading 3-0. Quickly up to his feet, trying to peel the hands. Dennis drops down on an ankle, and getting free for one is Vielma.
Golding's going to find four more near fall points. It's 10-0. Now pushes Cologne back over a third time in this period. She's got four more, and all of a sudden, Ava Golding, it's 14-0. Are there more near fall points? There are. Ava Golding puts together 18 points in the second period, and technical fall at 3:29. Over Layla Cologne of Mannheim Township, Ava Golding into a state championship at 132 pounds. 142 pounds, I should say. Second period underway. Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon, no score against Juliet Ault of Chestnut Ridge. Jocks riding on top to begin the second period after a scoreless first.
Vielma leading 4-0, 55 seconds to go in the second period. Fake shot attempts. Both guys continuing some head taps.
And on mat one now, we have our second Blue Devil hitting the mat against another Chestnut Ridge wrestler. It's Camilla Hathaway of Mount Lebanon. This is at 155 pounds wrestling Violet LeSure of Chestnut Ridge. So on mats one and two, we have a Mount Lebanon wrestler against a Chestnut Ridge wrestler. Ault of Chestnut Ridge leading Jocks now 1-0 after an escape in the second period.
Violet LeSure is tough, and I think she bumped up a weight class to be able to allow Ault to go in at 148.
Goodness. That is something. Ault and Jocks tied up over against the hockey boards, and they go out of bounds. Still 1-0. Ault leading there, wrestling on their feet. We have blood time. Hathaway being tended to right now in her match against LeSure, no score.
Vielma got a takedown at the end of the second, and now Dennis will choose neutral for the third. Vielma leading 7-0. We have a tiebreaker match in AA at 139. And they're tied at 3, so they're going to go to the ultimate tiebreaker. Iacchiavello Andrews of Bermudian Springs, Green of DeLone Catholic. That's where Bo Bassett will be coming up next on that mat.
Yep. Second period will come to an end between Ault of Chestnut Ridge, Jocks of Mount Lebanon, 148-pound semi, still 1-0. And it appears that Jocks will choose the neutral position to begin the third period. So Jocks needing a takedown, so she's going to start there.
About 1:10 to go in the third period for Kai Vioma of Connellsville, leading 7-0.
The shore of Chestnut Ridge, a takedown against Hathaway of Mount Lebanon, so she now leads 3-0, a minute to go first period there. So both Lebo wrestlers trailing.
Seconds left for Kai Vioma, leading 7-0. Shot in by Dennis. Sprawling back is Vioma. Nice whizzer there. Fights that off. 20 seconds left.
Ault of Chestnut Ridge with a takedown of Jocks from Mount Lebanon. Now under a minute to go. She now leads 4-0. LaShore still a 3-0 lead over Hathaway of Mount Lebanon.
Driving in, getting a takedown is Vioma, and he's going to advance to the finals with a major decision. Kai Vioma of Connellsville, your winner, 10-0. They also had an ultimate tiebreaker win for Gavin Green at DeLone Catholic over Hayden Yacchiavella Andrews of Permedian Springs.
Ault of Chestnut Ridge still holding on to a 4-0 lead, just 23 seconds and counting to go. So Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon needing a big move there. Tries to roll through, able to get an escape. So 4-1, just 10 seconds to go. Can Jocks push and try to find a takedown here?
Michael Ruan of Franklin Regional will be wrestling Ian Longenberger of Boiling Springs. Semi at 152.
Jocks unable to get a takedown against Juliet Ault of Chestnut Ridge. So Ault will beat Jocks in the semifinal at 148. On the other side, LaShore of Chestnut Ridge still leading 3-0 over Hathaway of Mount Lebanon.
In on a shot is Longenberger, and he's going to take Ruan down to the mat. 30 seconds in, he's up 3-0. Bo Bassett is taking on Grayson Music of Bishop McDevitt. Take down Bassett, escape given. Ruan with an escape. 3-1, Longenberger out in front. A minute to go in the first period, wrestling neutral.
Underway on mat two now, Jameson Strickland of Sun Valley. She is wrestling against Giada Campanella of Pine Richland. So LaShore of Chestnut Ridge now leading 5-0 against Hathaway of Mount Lebanon. That's at 155.
Ruan in on an inside single. 25 seconds ago, first period. Longenberger with that whizzer in. Ruan trying to work, pick the leg up in the air. Now sits Longenberger down the mat. Ruan trying to work for that second leg. 5 seconds left. He's going to lose the leg, and it's going to be 3-1 Longenberger at the end of one.
Man, watching Bo Bassett is pretty impressive. He's up 9-3.
Grayson Music is a former state finalist.
Now 12-3.
I think Grayson Music might be ranked nationally, too. He's not going to get his first period tech ball.
I mean, just...
Ruana Franklin Regional starts the second period on the bottom. He's going to get an escape. He'll trail 3-2.
On mat one, we had a fall, so LeShore of Chestnut Ridge will defeat Hathaway of Mount Lebanon. And on mat two, Campanella of Pine Richland. She now trails 7-1 to Jamison Strickland of Sun Valley. That's at 148 pounds. That match, first period, just ended. So into the second period, Strickland leading 7-1 over Campanella.
.115 to go in the second. Ruan and Longenberger go out of bounds. 3-2. Ruan trails. Bo Bassett is up 12-3, shot by Music. Bassett will spin behind, 15-3.
Campanella, a fall for Jamison Strickland at 226. So Strickland of Sun Valley, a winner against Giada Campanella of Pine Richland.
Ruan trails 3-2, 45 seconds ago in a second. Deep shot by Longenberger. Ruan trying to funk roll out of this, trying to get the ankle across his face. And he will be able to not give up the takedown, but still trying to work up the body now is Longenberger. And stalemate with 20 seconds left in the second.
For your viewing pleasure, Bo Bassett, 18-5 right now. Nice little funk roll there from Music, but
huge takedown for Ruan right at the end of the period. He's going to be up 5-3 at the end of two. Nate Bassett wants nothing more than to get this technical fall before the second period ends.
I'm sure there's a motor in him that's probably asking for it. 15 seconds to go. Yeah, on their feet, just needs one more takedown.
And this is against a guy who's a state finalist in Grayson Music.
Nice shot there by Music. And on the single. Out of bounds. Boy, Music almost had that takedown. And you can hear the crowd. I mean, even just the idea of Bassett being taken down is,
yeah.
But to your point, this is a, you know, Music is a wrestler who was a state finalist. This is,
and no one likes Bishop McCourt, let's be honest.
Yeah.
No one in here likes Bishop McCourt, so they're going to
root against him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And Bo Bassett, though, he's the kind of wrestler that he does not care if he gives up a takedown because he's just go. Because of that, he's used to being like, okay, I'll have to give up a takedown here and there.
Right.
We got blood time going right now for Ruana Franklin Regional. He's got 120 to go in the third. He's up 5-3. Longenberger is on the bottom in that third period.
Still a takedown here for Bassett would still wrap it up for him. And there it is. So it will wrap it up. So no one will still go the distance there. A tech fall for Bo Bassett at 4:34. against Grayson Music of Bishop McDevitt. 21-6, Bassett your winner. So the state championship at 145 pounds that everyone was hoping for will, in fact, come to fruition.
That's right, Brant Hare against Bo Bassett. Melvin Miller is coming up next on that mat. How about a fall for Aiden Coons of Central Mountain? He will be wrestling Kai Vioma of Connellsville in a rematch of the West Championship tomorrow. Longenberger with a roll. He now trails Ruan 5-4. 1 minute to go, third period. They're wrestling on their feet. Ruan has had a great tournament. They're looking to try to get to the state finals for Franklin Regional. Over unders right now. He'll break free of those. 40 seconds left. Problem with a 5-4 score is he really can't stall because that'll tie the match quickly. There's the first stall call on him. And we've seen that happen with 1 second left before, all right?
I don't know what Ruan's supposed to do there. I mean, the guy is pressing you. I understand that you want offense.
And you got a circle. I get that, too. But, yeah, to your point, as a shot here by Ruan.
Well, that's the best defense there is.
Yeah, I mean, Longenberger was getting aggressive, got in on the shot. Now see if he can try to finish. He's got to keep trying to move with it so a stalemate doesn't occur. Tries to lace the ankle down to the final second. Now Longenberger trying to come up the body. Ruan trying to hold on to that ankle. And time's going to run out. Michael Ruan of Franklin Regional will be into the finals with a 5-4 victory.
Outstanding finish there for Ruan. You're right. He's having an outstanding tournament. And I thought he handled that those last few moments as well as you can. Really, really nice job. Yeah.
No doubt about it. So let's look at the board quickly here, Greg. I don't see any WPIO wrestlers out there at the moment. And as far as on deck goes, I also do not see any WPIO wrestlers. We do have Mario Hutcherson of Kiski area. He's in the hole. We also have Mason Horwat of Derry and Brady Brown of Derry both in the hole as well. So we got three coming up, but we got a little bit of time in between. So we'll step aside for a break and be back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey. Looks like there is going to be an opening here on mat one, Greg, with the girls' side, which I figured would finish up first. So I wonder if they'll start to call some of those double A or triple A matches over to there. I would assume they would, to try to stay on time.
Yeah, we are definitely, I wouldn't say definitely behind, but we are trending towards being behind.
Especially with that 10-minute late start they had as well.
Yeah, you could. And, I mean, look, the semifinal matches, yes, you're going to have a few falls and tech falls here and there, but you're also going to have
a lot of ultimate tiebreakers.
You're going to have a lot of matches that go the full six and oftentimes really the full, you know, eight or nine. So, yeah, hopefully they utilize mats one and two here as they wrap up.
Well, Melvin Miller, Bishop McCourt, just got a tech fall, 21-6 at 3 minutes and 15 seconds. So he's back into the state finals. He'll likely be taking on Reagan Milheim of Warrior Run. He's up 6-2 in the first.
As you mentioned, Mason Horwat, yep, coming up.
Brady Brown and Mason Horwat both on deck. Mario Hutcherson still sits in the hole. Still got Colin White of West Green here coming up very soon as well, so keep a close eye on that one as we get down closer.
Yes, make sure to stay put for that one. Excited to see Colin White get a chance to move into a PIAA final. Also, coming up on the girls' side, it looks like one more for the WPIAL. It's going to be Zoe Murphy of Southmoreland. Looks like she'll have a chance at 235 on the girls' side. Should be wrestling Myla Steinbuck of Bedford.
So we can let you know who some of the matchups will be.
Yeah.
As far as the finals go to this point, starting double A, it'll be Rob Pandy of District 3 Trinity. He'll be wrestling Cooper Deputy of Chestnut Ridge at 107. 114, Braden Lotier of Bishop McDevitt. He'll wrestle Chase Karenbauer of Grove City. 121, Max Dingus of Penns Valley. He'll be wrestling Keegan Bassett of Bishop McCourt. 127, Freddie Bachman of Faith Christian will wrestle Carter Chunko of Saucon Valley. 133, Will Dieter of District 3 Trinity will be taking on Tanner Ganeau of Bald Eagle Area. 139, Camden Baum of Bishop McDevitt wrestling Gavin Green of DeLone Catholic. 145, the matchup everybody wants to see, Brant Hare of Montgomery against Bo Bassett of Bishop McCourt. And 152, Hudson Homan of Grove City will be wrestling Joe Bachman of Faith Christian. So that's everything confirmed matchup-wise to 152 on the AA side. AAA side. Lee Dreschman of Cannon McMillan will be wrestling Jacob Carr of Sun Valley. Braden Wenrich at 107. Braden Wenrich of Northampton will be wrestling Gabe Benyo of Hazleton area at 114. Tommy Gretz of Connellsville against Landon Sidden of Norwin at 121. Kevin Mullart of Cedar Cliff will be wrestling Emilio Albanese of Emmaus at 127. 133, another primetime matchup, Keanu Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic against Wilmont Kai of Whitehall. 139, Dalton Wenner of Cranberry against Aiden Herndon of Cedar Cliff. 145, Kai Vioma of Connellsville will have a rematch with Aiden Coons of Central Mountain. So through 145 matchup-wise on the AAA side of the house. Let's see if we can get you the girls. 100 pounds. Ashley Stank of Quakertown against Mackenzie Osterino of Kerwinsville at 100. 106, Julia Horger of Conwell Egan against Finley Forspring of Corey. So no dopo wrestler at 106 as well.
You're right.
112, Isla Silva of Mount Lebanon against Daly Watson of Conneaut. 118, Marley Sullivan of Canada McMillan against Olivia Kearns of Shippensburg. 124, Neve O'Brien of Garnet Valley will be wrestling Ariana Stratter of Pine Richland. 130, Shannon Logue of Bishop Shannon will be wrestling Haley Smarsh of Moon. 136, Zoe Furman of Montgomery will be wrestling Sienna Harris Hay of Greater Johnstown. 142, Jenna Gautreaux of Owen J. Roberts will take on Ava Golding of Kiski Area. 148, Juliet Alt of Chestnut Ridge against Jameson Strickland of Sun Valley. And 155, Violet LaShore of Chestnut Ridge against Hayden Manning of Abington Heights. So we're up to 170 there on that side. That may update a little bit, but that's where we're at right now. So
thanks for running through that.
No problem.
I appreciate that.
And Mason Horwat of Derry is on the mat against Max Wernsberger of Warrior Run.
Yeah, like you said, keep an eye on that. Hutcherson of Kiski Area on deck on mat 3. Brown of Derry on deck on mat 5. And Zoe Murphy of Southmoreland, she's on deck on mat 1. So in addition to Horwat now, we have a few coming up. And again, don't forget Colin White, not on the board yet, but at 285, he will be coming up here real soon.
I'm surprised they have not put any matches on mats 1 and 2 yet.
Yeah,
let's see if that changes. How about Telez of Redding into the finals? She's the one who knocked off Giulianelli.
Yeah, tough one, I'm sure, Giulianelli watching that one. Teleza, quick fall. Congratulations to her, but I'm sure Giulianelli wondering what if there. Good to see Telez jumps up into her coach's arms. So always, certainly the agony of defeat you never like to see, but it is nice to see the joys of victory, too, from a lot of these wrestlers who, you know, deserve it.
Had a takedown for Horwat of Derry. He leads Wernsberger 3-0.
Talk about the kind of year that man Derry had as a team.
Incredible.
Just and that is a program that is in our opinion, at least in my opinion, these next couple of years are going to be.
Yeah, no doubt.
They are loaded and ready to go.
I think two seniors on the team.
Yep.
Total that were in that starting lineup, none of which are here at the state tournament, so all the state qualifiers they had here today are coming back. Plus they have some reloading happening here in the from the junior high. So Mason Horwat had the big win over Nick Singer of Faith Christian in the quarters. A state champ and nationally ranked wrestler, and Horwat knocked him off.
Yep.
So.
And to answer your question, it does not look like they're going to use any of the empty mats as mat 2 has wrapped up. And it does not appear that there's going to be anybody there yet.
Interesting.
But on mat 1, we have underway Zoe Murphy of Southmoreland wrestling against Myla Steinbuck of Bedford. No score in that one, so we'll keep an eye on Zoe Murphy wrestling for the Scotties of Southmoreland.
Escape for Horwat. He leads 4-0. A minute and a half to go in the second period. Shot in by Wernsberger. Horwat trying to fight that off. The Horwat-Wernsberger winner will have the winner of The other semifinal happening in AA, Amory Gunby of Bishop McCourt and Gage Wenzel of Montoursville. And they're tied at three and headed to overtime. Gunby beat Horwath in the Southwest Regional Finals last week.
Steinbuck of Bedford able to get a late takedown against Murphy. Time ran out before she could tack on any near fall points, but Steinbuck does get the three for the takedown, so she leads Murphy of Southmoreland 3-0. Good one on mat four right now. Not area-wide, but McCaden Spies of Wilson and Teague Sanderson of State College. If anybody wants to make that connection.
Spies, I think, would be the one of the favorites here at 172.
I listed at 51-1 on the season is Spies.
Had a takedown for Spies. He's up 8-5 and then escaped for Sanderson. Horwath of Derry, final 10 seconds of the second period. He leads 4-0. Wernsberger will have choice for the third. It looks like we're going to head to the 2:32 periods between Gunby and Wenzel.
Murphy in the neutral position against Steinbuck. Murphy trailing 3-0. Murphy of Southmoreland. That one in the second period, almost halfway through.
Wernsberger will be on the bottom to begin the third. Horwath leading there 4-0.
Murphy able to get a point. Still on their feet, so perhaps a penalty point. I'm not sure what that was assigned to, but 3-1 now. Murphy trailing just by two.
Gunby will ride Wenzel for the first 30 seconds. He'll go on the bottom for his half of the 30.
Horwath continuing to just do what he needs to do here as he approaches a minute to go in his match. Zoe Murphy of Southmoreland continuing to push. Now starting to push the tempo a little bit as Murphy, second period nearing a close. She trails 3-1.
Perhaps they're going to wait till the last girls' match before they potentially move any matches over.
Could be.
We shall
Although
see.
I don't see any table workers at
that's true.
Mat 2, so.
Gavin Ciampoli of Altoona into the finals, a 4-2 winner over O'Brien of North Penn. Horwath continuing to ride and lead 4-0. 55 seconds to go, third period.
Third period underway. Zoe Murphy of Southmoreland still trailing 3-1, again in the neutral position. So much of this match has been wrestled on their feet. But right now the difference is Steinbuck, a late takedown at the end of the first period, gives her the lead right now.
Escape for Wernsberger. 38 seconds left. Third period. Horwath's lead now 4-1. Mario Hutcherson about to get underway for Kiskiaria against Braden Zurcher of Nazareth.
Looks like Murphy's going to get hurt. Steinbuck was pinching down on the right arm as they were kind of in an over-under situation. And so Steinbuck forcing injury time on to Murphy. Murphy's 10-2, 1:29 remaining in that match.
Final 15 seconds, shot in by Wernsberger. Horwath spins behind, and he's going to get the takedown. What a Derry corner right there. Troy Dolan, head coach, Mickey Phillippe.
Yeah.
Talk about a number of state titles in that corner.
Say, those are a couple guys who are not unfamiliar with wrestling in this arena.
Ultimate tiebreaker between Gunby and Wenzel. Gunby is underneath. Back to Horwath. escape for Wernsberger, and he's just going to stay away. 7-2 win for Mason Horwat of Derry. He's into the finals at 172. Mario Hutcherson, takedown, puts Zurcher to his back. Mario Hutcherson of Kiski area trying to get to the finals.
And making quick work, too. Only going to get the four near fall, though. Doesn't quite finish it off.
30 seconds left in the first. He's up 7-0. Ultimate tiebreaker, still tied at 3. 13 seconds left. Gunby to his feet. The winner of this match gets Mason Horwat of Derry in the final. Gunby again trying to just run out of bounds and taken out of bounds. So 3 seconds left. A roll attempt from Gunby, and Gage Wenzel of Montoursville will defeat Amori Gunby of Bishop McCourt 4-3 in the ultimate tiebreaker.
Zoe Murphy of Southmoreland gets a late takedown here in the third period. 34 seconds still remain, and Murphy is dealing with some injury, but right now leading 4-3 with 34 seconds left. See if Zoe Murphy, coming back down 3-0, can hang on for a victory at 2:35 on the girls' side.
Oh, yeah, and you can't do a second injury time because then you lose choice. So
yeah.
That's why she waved it off.
Steinbuck trying to break down the arm, able to get Steinbuck back down under 20 seconds ago. Zoe Murphy trying to hang on. Steinbuck trying to get up to her feet. A roll through by Steinbuck. And I think she caught herself on her back. Or are they going to give that to... No, four near fall for Zoe Murphy. Steinbuck tried to roll through and essentially got stuck. Zoe Murphy is in immense pain. However, through it all, Zoe Murphy finds a way to win 8-3. She shook her opponent's hand with her left hand because her right arm was hurting so much. The official that took her right arm and lifted it in the air. Oh, Zoe Murphy is feeling it in that right shoulder, but congratulations to her. She is into the state championship with an 8-3 victory.
Brady Brown of Derry trails Adam Waters of Faith Christian 3-1, 45 seconds into the first period. Adam Waters looking for his fourth state title. Another takedown for Waters. He's up 6-1. Mario Hutcherson of Kiski area with a takedown. He is up now 10-1. 30 seconds to go in the second period.
Never mind. I was reading it wrong. I was going to say. And Hutcherson would have to, he'll wrestle perhaps. Sorry, I'm just making...
He would wrestle the winner of Hunter Snyder and Dom Sampolic.
Thank you. There you go. That was one.
And he's wrestled Hunter Snyder about 4 or 5 times this season, including the last couple of weeks in both the Whipple Finals and the West Regional, where he's won both of those. So, end of the second period. Hutcherson is up 10-1. Brown of Derry trails 6-2, 20 seconds left in the first period.
Fans, make sure you're staying with us. Again, we still have one more session to come at the completion of the semifinals. So I don't know if we're going to be burning the midnight oil, but we'll be burning something a little later. Wrestling after dark here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net, but... Glad to have you alongside.
Colin White is in the hole right now on the same mat that Adam Waters and Brady Brown are on.
Yeah, the girls' side have wrapped up, so mats 1 and 2 now empty. And as Greg mentioned, Colin White in the hole. I believe that will... Looks like there might be one more match that isn't showing on the board right now in the... Triple A side on that 3, but we'll get there.
Yeah, still have on deck Hunter Snyder of Latrobe, Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon, and Colin White in the hole, and Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny as well.
Yep.
Still to come. Another takedown for Waters. Escape for Brown. 13-3, 30 seconds into the second. Hutcherson's lead 11-4 now over Zurcher. Brown with a shot in, and Waters just so strong.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was a pretty good shot by Brown. But you're right, Waters just able to more or less just lift them and kind of roll them through.
He's just at another level right now, and he's the headliner for Team Pennsylvania for the Pittsburgh Wrestling Classic. It's been announced to the team. The rest of the team will be announced after the state tournament, but Adam Waters will be there.
Got another pretty good shot, but
Hutcherson will win 11-4 over Zurcher. So Mario Hutcherson of Kiski area will advance to his first state final. He's only a sophomore for the Cavaliers. So that'll bring up Hunter Snyder of Latrobe against Dom Simpolik of Notre Dame GP.
We have our final match that has entered onto the board. So just 12 matches, including what's going on right now. 12 matches remain here in this session. And that last one at 285, the one that just entered the board, will include a WPIL wrestler, Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny. So
did we get a tech fall? Yes, we did. 18-3 at 4 minutes for Adam Waters of Faith Christian over Brady Brown of Derry. So that'll put Waters into the finals and one win away from being a four-time Pennsylvania state champion. And that moves Colin White of West Green to on deck. Simpolik of Notre Dame GP with a takedown on Snyder of Latrobe to lead there 3-0. Snyder of Latrobe, the only WPL wrestler out there. We're going to take a quick break. Colin White is on deck. He's going to be coming up shortly. We'll have his match for you here in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Colin White of West Green is on deck. He's behind Kale Wiedemeyer of Faith Christian, who's wrestling Aiden Bliss of Port Allegheny. WPIO wrestlers on the mat. Hunter Snyder of Latrobe trailing Dom Simpolik of Notre Dame GP 3-0. 30 seconds left in the first period. Snyder on the bottom. Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon wrestling Decker Bechtold of Owen J. Roberts. They are 22 seconds in and scoreless. The other match out there, Landon Erdman of Huntington, Kai Miller of Newport. That's all the matches out there right now. Elijah Brown with a shot in. Now goes in for a bear hug. Not going to get anything out of that. And they go out of bounds. So again, Brown and Snyder for the WPIL. Snyder at 189. Winner of the Snyderson Pollock match will get Mario Hutcherson. Brown taking on Bechtold. The winner of that one will have the winner of Orr and Hunt that will wrestle here soon. Sempolik trying to turn Snyder. Down to 10 seconds left. Got a little bit high with his turn. I don't think he had any back points. Now Snyder close to a reversal, and he will get it with 2 seconds left. So it went from Sempolik getting back points to Snyder getting a reversal, and it's 3-2 at the end of one.
Yeah, that's a big missed opportunity for Sempolik and a huge opportunity now for Snyder. Yeah, it more or less looked like Snyder was stuck there for a minute. You're right, not only to not give up any near fall points, but then to claim two on the backside is pretty impressive.
Elijah Brown still scoreless with Bechtold of Owen J. Roberts. Erdman of Huntington with a fall at 215 in AA over Miller at 157 the time.
First period comes to a close for Elijah Brown. So as you mentioned, no score with Decker Bechtold of Owen J. Roberts.
Hunter Snyder getting his knee looked at right now. And Colin White of West Green is on deck. Takedown for Aiden Bliss of Port Allegheny on Kale Wiedemeyer of Faith Christian. Three near falls as well, make it 6-1 Bliss.
Second period underway. Elijah Brown gets the escape, so 1-0 he leads. As they wrestle back on their feet, he and Bechtold. Shot in by Brown. Good low ankle, or good low single leg. He gets behind, but Bechtold stands up before Brown can claim his three, and they'll go out of bounds. Looked like Elijah Brown was in for a three-point takedown, but excellent job from Decker Bechtold to very, very quickly stand up and get himself cut and out of bounds. So still 1-0, wrestling on their feet again.
Hunter Snyder of Latrobe walking a little gingerly. He'll be on top here in the second period, and Sempolik trying to hit a switch. Very close to getting the reversal, and he will to make it 5-2.
Brown still leading 1-0 now, under a minute to go in the second period. Not a ton of movement between both wrestlers, circling here in the center. Not even tied up at the moment. Now they're beginning to hand fight a little bit more. Brown and Bechtold, under 20 seconds to go now still. Just 1-0 Brown, and no real shot attempt from either side yet here in the last minute or so.
Sempolik is going to put Snyder on his back. He's got four near fall points. Snyder trying to roll through with it. Sempolik looking for the fall. A lot of time to try to pick up this fall.
Elijah Brown and Bechtold into the third period. Still 1-0 Brown. They will start on their feet again here in the third.
Yeah, you don't want to get underneath Brown. And there's a nice double leg shot right there.
Almost like he was, Bechtold really wasn't pushing the envelope a little bit. Brown seemed content. Third period gets underway. Certainly Bechtold needs to go a little bit. I think Brown knew that, and to your point, a very quick very good double leg takedown. He took Bechtold into the boards a little bit. It's a little blood, but being tended to here in the third period.
End of two, a 9-2 lead for Sempolyk. Snyder with choice. And you can tell he's pretty banged up right now.
And he's having a conversation with his coaches.
Something's wrong with that left knee, I believe. There, he's limping back.
Yeah, I almost wonder if the discussion with the coach was, are you okay to continue more than what position do you want to wrestle in?
Snyder will go on the top position.
Bechtold able to get an escape quickly against Elijah Brown. 1:35 and counting to go. Brown leading 4-1 on their feet. So Bechtold still just a takedown away.
The match before Colin White's is into the third period. Aiden Bliss of Port Allegheny leading Cale Wiedemeyer of Faith Christian 7-6. They got a minute to go. And now Wiedemeyer in on a shot, but Bliss able to fight that off.
Brown and Bechtold just over a minute to go, tied up in the center of the mat.
So Pollock can escape, a takedown, takes Snyder to his back.
That might be the end of it anyway with Fournier
that
fall.
That is correct.
Yep.
Fournier falls. That should give him, or they only give him three. Yeah, there it is. Fournier falls. 17-2 Tech fall at 4 minutes and 45 seconds. Sempolyk will wrestle Hutcherson. Wiedemeyer is going to get a takedown and put Bliss to his back. Not going to get the fall, but he still has 30 seconds to go. Elijah Brown, 27 seconds to go in his match. And now they're going to have a stoppage. So while they stop for that and this one finishes up, we'll have Colin White coming up for you next on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Colin White of West Green has gotten underway in his semifinal match. Quickly in on a shot, and White trying to finish. Taking on Caleb Taylor. And Taylor turns White, and White's in some trouble. He's got off of his back. No points awarded.
Yeah, he never had control. It was kind of a scramble, and you're right. Tyler ended up on top of White, but nothing to show for it. So White was in control. He had that single leg. He had it up at the shoulder height. Brought Tyler down to the mat, and Tyler kind of bounced up off the mat and was able to kind of sweep out from under White. But big scramble, big move, all for nothing. We're still scoreless.
Elijah Brown was a 4-1 winner for Bell Vernon. He's back into the state finals. Shot in for Colin White. Inside single. Brings the leg up. A funk roll attempt. Don't see that too much at 285. But Caleb Taylor of Fairfield gets White off the leg. And now he's in on the leg of White. White trying to get him off and wants to spin behind. But Tyler able to get to his feet first. So two good shot attempts from Colin White. And good job by Tyler to fight them both off.
Yeah, and that's all you can ask for if you're Colin White here, and again, a kind of avoiding disaster on that first shot to ultimately give up nothing. So, to your point, a few good shots, and first period here winding down, and now I think been enough enough big moves here that both wrestlers now just kind of leaning on each other. Maybe trying to kind of regain some composure after.
Yeah, I mean,
not suggesting that they're tired, more of just,
I don't know. Those couple scrambles were pretty intense.
Yeah.
Usually for 107, let alone for 285.
For little guys like us, you know.
And a one, it is scoreless, and Tyler will go on the bottom for the second. Of note, West Green has never had a state champion. They've had three state finalists, Jeff Hamilton, Gary White, who is Colin's father and a coach as well on the team, and Justin Bloomer.
Wow.
Gary White lost to Mike Garcia. Bloomer had lost to Troy Dolan, head coach for Derry.
I think a lot of people lost to Troy Dolan.
So in addition to Colin's dad, Gary, being a state finalist, his uncle Sean was third twice. Corey Bissett was also a third-place finisher for West Green as well. Thanks to Jason Tennant and Lanford Simpson for that information. Escape for Tyler for the second. He leads Colin White 1-0.
Corey Bissett, that's a name back from our time wrestling there. So,
absolutely. 1:10 to go in the second period. Wrestling neutral.
Tyler did get the escape here, so he does lead 1-0. Well, whoever wins this match has their work cut out for him, too, on the other side. Mark Efferdian from Faith Christian. He wins by fall in the second period at 285.
He's a tough... Tough customer, nationally ranked.
Yeah, I was like 42-0 is his listed ranking on Flo. That may have a few extra digits tacked on to that 42.
Toad, after an aggressive first period with a couple of shots, these guys staying a lot more at bay here in the second. White with a couple of leg slaps. Kind of make you wonder, too, the way Tyler fought off those couple of shots, if White's a little gun-shy to take them here.
It feels that way right now, but I think if you're Colin White, you're going to need to take those risks here in this third period, as White will choose down to begin. Again, trailing 1-0 to Tyler.
Tyler, the Southeast runner-up to Effendean from Faith Christian.
And Tyler's going to give him the escape. I think at that point it is... He probably knows White's going to be looking to stay down on the ground and perhaps try to get a reverse. So we're going to be 1-1 and standing into this third.
Tyler, 34-3. He's a junior. White, the Southwest champion, senior, 46-3. White trying a couple of fakes on Tyler, and now... Looks like the referee's going to stop them, have a little conversation, and get back underway. 1:35 to go in this third period. Into a tie-up. Tied at one. Bit of a fake there for White. White's been the aggressor on their feet, I will say that, as far as whether those couple of shots we saw in the first or just the fakes on the legs. We have not seen any offense from Tyler. Tyler's offense is his defense.
Yes, you're exactly right. It was in your first point, too, earlier in the match, that I think White, a little gun-shy, he understands and probably knows that that is, in fact, the case.
Yeah, really just trying to find that perfect shot, I think, at this point.
Nice little snap attempt there. Yeah, White, you're absolutely right. White's being the aggressor, trying to set something up, and Tyler is just playing defense. Another good snap attempt.
Unfortunately for White, because Tyler scored first, he would have the choice in the ultimate tiebreaker. Not that we're close to that at this point, but in a 1-1 match, it's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, see if maybe White tries to take a chance here as we're now approaching 10 seconds.
Looks like these two are going to be content to head to overtime. Tied at one. That's where we'll head, overtime.
I think your point about the ultimate tiebreaker has to play into White's decision. He's got to go.
Tyler's starting to pick up a little bit.
Maybe that engages White a little bit to go.
Now Tyler drives into White. Now White, again, a smack on the leg. Doesn't take the full shot. Snap down attempt from Tyler. Down to 30 seconds left in the overtime. White now picking up the pace a little bit.
Now, if White's going to do anything, 20 seconds to go. Still tied up forehead to forehead.
And now with this time clicking down, Colin White's going to have two chances to try to hold Tyler down.
Yep.
If they both get out pretty quick from the overtime. Time goes down, so we will head to the 2:30-second periods. White wins the toss. He'll go on the bottom for the first 30.
And we didn't even see Tyler ride there as...
And he was going to go optional start there for a moment.
That's what he did that at the start of the third period, which wasn't surprising there.
But I don't know if you do that here in the overtime.
I would say interesting choice to do that in the.
He's not going to. He'll get on top. White comes up to his feet quickly and out for one in just 3 seconds.
I was going to say, not much of a attempt.
And that's when you're calling White. You wish you would have won that first toss. Tyler did win it and chose bottom right away. You're down to the final 10, so if you're calling White, you got to be thinking, hey, I can hold this guy down for 30 seconds.
Yep.
I got two chances. And that's exactly what's going to happen here. He's up 2-1. Tyler will go bottom for his 30 seconds. If you can't hold him here, you're either going to see a really aggressive Colin White to try to get a quick takedown.
Or
he's going to say, hey, I can do this.
Or do you potentially cut him?
Dropping down on a leg is White, and he'll drive Tyler out of bounds. 6 seconds comes off the clock. No stalling calls for either wrestler.
That's right. That's a good point. I haven't seen any either, and you're right. I think you see how this 30 goes here. You're right.
Yeah.
Are you 28 seconds, or does he get up in, 10?
He's going to give it a go here, and up onto a tripod right now is Tyler.
White is heavy on that left side.
Trip down to the
good
mat.
Good trip.
Now drop on a leg. White's just going to hang right there. You could take that stalling call. And he's able to get the leg free with 3 seconds left.
Oh, no.
He did not get hit with a stalling call, but with 3 seconds left, Caleb Tyler got the escape.
And your point is exactly right. That stalling call shouldn't scare you there. You got to...
And Tyler's going to go on the bottom, and he will.
So if you're calling White, do you think about wrestling neutral here? Or I guess the ultimate tiebreaker, right? You can't. You're right. Thank you.
He's got to ride for 30 seconds now. Like, at least before, if you gave the escape, okay, you live another day.
Right.
Now it's ultimate tiebreaker. You have to ride for 30.
Here we go.
A roll here out of the gates from Tyler.
Oh, I'm not sure I would have started there for Tyler, but... That'll benefit White now, closing in on 20 seconds.
Trying to get up to his feet, dropping down on the foot. Driving in is White, hanging onto that leg. Stay there in bounds if you can, if you're calling White. And they call a quick stalemate.
That's quick.
Really quick stalemate.
They weren't giving.
He was still working up the body. I don't agree with that at all.
I mean, even give that 2 or 3 more seconds before you call it, right?
Yeah.
I understand the impetus to want to blow that whistle quick.
Yeah, ultimate tiebreaker and everything, but yeah, there.
Man,
that
was quick. I agree. 13 seconds.
Not much movement from Tyler off the whistle. He's going to try to roll. And now White just going to stick right there. Another roll attempt from Tyler. He's up to his feet in. Colin White tried to jump on a leg, but they give the escape with 1 second left. And Caleb Tyler of Fairfield will defeat Colin White of West Green 3-2 in the ultimate tiebreaker. Heartbreaking loss for Colin White.
Oh, man, that one is tough to swallow. And I'm sure that one you could look back and think of a lot of different ways that could have gone differently for Colin White. And that is a tough one to swallow.
Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny is on the mat for his final match. We will have that one for you in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny is leading 1-0 against Brody Reebok of Shikellamy. And this is the final semifinal match. Reebok up to his feet, out for one, and quickly in on a shot on McConaughey. In on the single and lost the leg, though. McConaughey able to get his leg free. So we're tied at one, 1:40 to go in the third.
Yeah, this one feels like maybe another one that could find sudden victory, but as wrestlers have spilled onto the other five mats, there's a takedown.
Braden McConaughey gets behind Reebok, and now Reebok trying to roll through. McConaughey picks him up, drives him back down to the mat, 1:10 to go in the third.
Yeah, and so, again, make sure you stay with us. Still more consolation wrestling to come after McConaughey's match here as more wrestlers spill out onto the mats.
Now, I wonder if they'll jump right into these consolation rounds. Was supposed to start at 9 o'clock. Here we are at 9:15. We will see some Washington Green County wrestlers come out pretty early. Turning in is Reebok. Dropping on a leg is McConaughey. Now Reebok will get his hand free, and now McConaughey is going to ask for injury time. With 32 seconds left, he leads 4-2.
Yeah. So here we are with finishing this one up. And, yeah, I'll be interested to see how much time they give to these wrestlers. Again, it's getting late. But I will say, and look, I know it is still important, but at least all of the wrestlers now have medaled, right?
Yeah.
So, again, not that that doesn't matter. It absolutely does matter. But at least we're not. This isn't a blood round wrestling this late into the evening.
You know, and you got to think about some of the guys like in AA specifically. Lucas Barr, Drake McClure, Owen Isick. They last wrestled almost 12 hours ago. They were up so early in the morning to start at 8 a.m., and here they are finally wrestling their match.
It is plausible that it will be a longer wait between their matches today than it will be from their match tonight to tomorrow morning.
Yeah. McConaughey trying to fight off a Reebok shot. They go out of bounds with 4 seconds left. Yeah, especially if they win.
If they win, right. Sorry. Thank you for clarifying that. You're right.
Going to get a caution. McConaughey, he's got 3 seconds. And Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny is going to the finals at 285 pounds, a 4-2 winner over Brody Reebok of Shikellamy. And that wraps up our semifinal action. So now we just wait to see. They say 10 minutes is what they said. I just heard them say for consolation. So that'll give us a 9:25 time. So we're going to go over to the FM side for that 10 minutes so we could get a quick breath and come back with that consolation round. So we'll get you to the FM side. Join us 9:25. We'll be back on, we'll say, to get ready for this last consolation round as we just wrapped up the semifinals here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
95.3 WJPA.